ARTA receives the midterm budget policy statement with mixed views. I think firstly we must acknowledge that public-private partnerships and build and operate and transfer procurement and programs that are going to boost the economy make sense in one sense. But if they aren't covered by good oversight, good accountability, then we're going to see much of the same rampant corruption and price gouging in a lot of these contracts. We've seen it ongoingly in the past. We'll see it going forward. And that's where our disappointment comes in this midterm budget policy statement, in that we do not see enough allocation of funds to the criminal justice system to really strengthen them and to put the necessary resources, skills and development required to ensure that there's better oversight, better transparency and improved fight and information sharing between the various sectors or elements of the criminal justice system. And here we talk about SARS, we talk about the NPA, the Public Protector, Assets Forfeiture Unit, Special Investigations Unit, and the list goes on, and yet we don't see their budgets being beefed up accordingly. And we know and we understand that corruption and the criminal syndicates is a crisis in this country, but it's certainly not being treated that way when it comes to allocating state funds to this crisis, and that is our biggest concern. So we instead, we see a cut by another 175 million rand in the NPA's budget, while at the same time, we see an absurd increase of 45% to the salaries of MPs. I mean, this is outrageous, quite frankly. And then another 3.5 billion rand allocated to peacekeeping in the DRC. And we have to beg, ask this question, what are we doing in the DRC? And that 3.5 billion is on top of the other money that we are spending there. This is just unacceptable, quite frankly. We have got so many issues that we have to deal with this in this country. That 3.5 billion rand could have gone a long way in fighting corruption and the gross abuse of power and lack of oversight and transparency in this country here. So we're not sending the right messages. We're not instilling faith in our government's ability to tackle corruption with an MTBPS statement of this nature.